John chapter 8, verse 32. And ye, let's read it together. One, two, ready, go. Let's read it the third time. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Make you free. That means that if indeed the truth of God is being communicated, it has the capacity to make men free. Free of the oppression of Satan. Free of the limitation of darkness. You can live on this earth and die and get to heaven, and they will show you that you have not started your assignment. And it is not because you didn't want to. It is because of so many demonic roadblocks, demonic afflictions, the power of the enemy, demonic oppressions, heavy one. Was it not Paul that said, a great door and effectual has been opened to me, but there are what? I thought when they prophesied over your life and say you'll be great, they say you have admission, you will have job, you will, have they not said it about you? You are an intelligent young man. You will be among the thought leaders in this generation. You have heard it now. You have even said it. Don't be so. There is something you did not factor in the equation. What men don't factor in the equation is the power of Satan. Huh? There is such a thing as the power of Satan. Can you help me? That's not where I want to go, but if you can help me, I think in the book of Acts chapter 26, talking about the mandate that was given to Paul. Verse 18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to what? Watch. Respond. Number one, to what? Open their eyes. Number two, to turn them from darkness to what? Number three, from the power of Satan to what? I didn't hear you. From the power of Satan to what? I'm not sure is everybody that is here that responded. Number three is what? Number three is what? So when Paul is executing his ministry, he is well aware that he has a duty. That it is not enough to just come and face people. That for an average man that you see, there is such a thing as the power of Satan. So somehow he must receive the capacity to rescue those men from the power of Satan unto God. Bring sickness. Bring demons. They will look around and see, probably in your family, they see two or three beautiful ladies. Somebody will come and say, let them marry, let me see. And you will think it's just normal talk. 10 years will pass. 15 years. 20 years. 25. Those people will now be 30 years up. That's when they will now start realizing that there is such a thing as the power of Satan. No matter how much that lady tells you she's God,
doubting is like a reproach.
Except she's Catherine Kuhlman. Even Catherine Kuhlman married. We will trust God to break the power of Satan in these 3 days in the name of Jesus. Meanwhile, when you hear the word of God, that is what I'm trying to show you. You should have enough energy to begin to walk. So, demons are already living. Demons are already living. This atmosphere is so tense that it's making demons to live, agitating them, stirring some stuff. There is no way demons can be comfortable. Demons of sickness, of oppression, all kinds of stuff. Yokes, occultic powers. Some people, they will take they will take your head like this and take it to their witchcraft altar and be hitting it bah, bah. As long as they are hitting it, you'll be having headache as if you want to die. You are in the witchcraft coven. What that person needs is power. Power. And for many of you that came here, and even the people following us online, layers and layers and layers of demonic oppression and affliction, as I can see in the spirit. For many people, the altars powering what is afflicting them is very deep and dense. But God is here with power. Say after me, I believe in power. If you believe in Jesus, okay, say after me, I believe in Jesus.
I believe in Jesus.
And because I believe in Jesus,
and because
I believe in power. Psalm 107. Let me make one more foundation and then we proceed. Verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. So there are two key things here. Number one is what? Chapter me healing. The second one is what? Of course, I don't need to go to new creation realities to show you that the full import of salvation includes deliverance. Not just the deliverance of your spirit, the deliverance of your soul, your body, your finances, your family, your children. Deliverance. Deliverance. There is nothing as powerful as deliverance session where Satan is being messed up. He doesn't like it. Satan can prefer to use pancake and plaster your face. Use pancake. Seem as if you are okay. New dresses. Meanwhile, the devils that is disturbing a whole neighborhood, you are hosting it. You know, there are demonic cases you come to cast. You are not. Is in one person, but that demon is what is controlling the affairs in the whole vicinity. The madman of Gadara. He said, "This is my city, don't send me away." So as far as that 10 cities is concerned, the demons that is controlling it is in one person. But the Bible said he sent his word. If it is true that God sent us by his word, when I speak for like 15 minutes, as this teaching will go, then demons will begin to manifest. Some of them will begin to cry out. Power. Power. Power.
Hallelujah. Hey. In Jesus' name, let me show you one or two things.
You see, when you see something not working out as it should in a man's life, don't bother to ask too many questions. It is caused by demonic spirits. The reason why something is turning out in a way that God did not plan it is because demons are involved. You might not know how the demon operates. You might not know when they started operating. You might not know, have the skills to eject them, but I put it to you that demons are involved. You see, and the problem with demonic activities is that, number one, it is multifaceted. There are demons that are given to many, many things around your life. So I can be talking now, you say, I'm not sick. But your business is sick. If your business is sick as a businessman, won't you be sick? There are some people, Satan has sworn, the powers of darkness have sworn that they will not make progress as believers. When you want to make progress, as you are rising in the spirit, a principality, a demon will come and hit you, and then you go back. You backslide for 6 months. There is an attack some of you have received, and then you go back for 6 months before you now come back. How will you make progress and actualize what God has ordained for you if not for the fact that Satan came and stood? And that Satan that stood, you must conquer him. The power of the enemy, demons in droves. So the problem now is that the issues that people face, that they cannot even, in fact, some of them have lived with it for so long that it has become part of you. Some people will come and say, in my family we are timid, we are quiet, we are timid. I'm an introvert. My friend, you are not an introvert. It's demons that are afflicting you. Demons is making sure that something in you doesn't find expression. Demons, devils. That thing, once the demon leaves, your real you will now come out. You are being suppressed. Meanwhile, at the point that thing started, you might not realize it. In fact, my job today is to unmask Satan, the way he infiltrates the life of people, so that you will be able to identify his oppression in your life, and then we'll put him out of business. There are some people, the anger they have is unnecessary. If you're angry like this, I don't know if you are the one. If you're angry until blood has come out, you will not stop. No, be so. Blood. There is somebody I know that time. Once he has injured somebody or a small thing before he kills somebody, then he will recover himself and start saying sorry. There are people, anytime you see them, they feel rejected, they feel dejected, they feel they are not worthy, they think it's normal. They'll be reading books to improve their self-esteem. It's no book you need, it's demons. Meanwhile, you will not know when those demons enter. I will show you how they enter, because in cases like this, these two I've mentioned, the first one and this third one, many times it does not come when you are already conscious. It comes when you are still a child. Sometimes it even comes when you are still a fetus in your mother's womb. The environment surrounding a baby, a woman that is pregnant, affects so much how much that the kind of personality that child will be when it comes. So it's possible they were pregnant with you in an environment of dejection, rejection, suffering, all kinds of stuff. And then it was soaked in. That's why
When some kind of deliverance, you will tell the people to put hands around the navel, representing the placenta, so that everything that entered subconscious, there are things that entered you didn't give permission. Many times when we talk about deliverance, and the things people handle is the one they know when it started, the one they can. They are the ones you don't know. See what I'm saying. I'm not saying you are born again. Jesus has handled it. I don't want to go there now. Okay, let me just say one or two things. Mark chapter 1, verse 23. Mark chapter 1, because as I wanted to proceed, somebody threw a question and said, believers, demons, possessed. So I want to answer this. Now, look at this scripture. He said, and there was in their synagogue a man with, and what? And he cried out. There are many things that follow there. They said that this man, show me my scripture, that this man is with an unclean spirit. If you check it in the original language, this thing now is saying it is not translatable. It means that this man is with an inside an unclean spirit. So he's inside an unclean spirit. It's not translatable. They're having a challenge. So what they are trying to say is that this man is under the influence. Say after me, influence of an unclean spirit. So I have said it before in some of our teachings. So it is not the right terminology for you to say somebody is possessed, because to say somebody is possessed is to say somebody is 100% controlled by a demon. Even an unbeliever, talk more of a believer, a demon doesn't have the right to do that to an unbeliever. Talk more of a believer, that's one. But the right word to use here is, say after me, demonized. Say after me, demonized. That is the right word to use. Demonized means that this person is under the influence of a demon. And if it is true, it will mean that the measure of influence can vary from one person to another. So you will see somebody, they say that he is in cancer, stage 1. Where are my medical people? It is not stage 2. It is the influence of the demonic spirit causing the infirmity and sickness that what? Increased. So, the more the spirit gains more authority over your body, the more, then the doctors will look and say that this one is stage 2 cancer. It's not stage 2. It's the influence of that demonic spirit causing that infirmity that what? Increased. And which is why a healing minister is mostly more effective when what is causing the problem just happened. If it has not taken time, it is easier to handle. Because the more the day is going, the more the spirit is having undue influence. In fact, a day will come, you cannot separate the impact of that demonic spirit from your day-to-day life. It will be so weaved into your personality that you will think you are the one. Meanwhile, you are no more the one. A demon is now influencing. So, when the influence of that demon increases a notch more, we call it what? Say after me, third stage. There is nothing like third stage. It's the influence of a demon. So, instead of saying possessed, you say demonized. Say after me, demonized. So, when the influence of demons is increasing in any area of your life, the wickedness of Satan will be manifest upon. Sometimes the reason why some people has not been swallowed by what Satan is doing around their life is because they are staying in a very spiritual environment. The presence of God is there. So the impact of Satan's activity is measured. But check, once you miss bed pangs for two times, Satan will start knocking you on the head. You'll be praying in your father's house, your head will be growing big. Has it not happened to you? If it has happened to you, raise your hand now. You are praying one time. Huh? Suddenly you pass somewhere, or in the night you are praying, and then your head physically is the same size, but you just notice that it's growing big. It's growing big. How many of you has happened to you before? Heavy demons are passing by and they are just checking you out. Checking you out. They are blowing breeze on you. And your head is growing big. Growing big. Growing big. Has it not happened to you? Then before you know it, the next thing that will happen is fear will enter. If fear did not enter, they won't do anything. But once fear enter, you say, let me enter inside the room. As if demons want to afflict somebody, entering inside the room, has it stopped them? They are demons. Sometimes you'll be praying and then you'll be hearing sound that is not real. You know, you are praying, you now hear bo ga bro bo. You now reduce your tongue to know where it's coming from. And then from you now fear. Say after me, fear. Is the power of Satan. Fear. Sometimes the reason why Satan come and do like this, is to see if he can strike fear. If he can bring doubt. If he can succeed in these two, he will just remove it. A man with an unclean spirit, a man under the influence of an unclean spirit. So what we do is, when we remove the demon, then the influence of that demon will be removed over that life. So imagine you laboring in the natural to overcome what is being caused by the influence of a demon. Will you succeed? The strongest man is not a match for the smallest demon, except you engage the power of the Spirit of God. I want to show you a few ways that demons infiltrate people's life. How demons coming into people's life. Number one, moments of weakness. These are the opportunities, the gates through which demons afflict people with all kinds of things. Moments of weakness. Not just moments, even places. Moments and places of weakness. Let me explain what I mean. There are people that were raped when they were young. The impact of that has not left them till today. They pray in tongues. They are even anointed. But the impact of that thing has not left them. Why? Demons took advantage of that moment of weakness and invaded them. And many a time, before you can help that kind of person, you have to travel to that point where that issue happened. And it's very hard. If it's a lady, she would have closed the door 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sometimes 7 doors before you will get there. Because she doesn't want to remember what happened again. So the problem is that when you close the door, there are demons you locked inside too. And the way God works is that he works in such a way that you have to open up to him. If you feel that you are still in charge, if you still feel proud, if you feel that you don't need help, then you can't be helped. Is it not true? If it is not true, then everybody should have been born again. But God is waiting for people to acknowledge their need of Him and accept Him as their personal Lord and Savior. If not, automatically when you are born again, automatically, as long as Jesus have died, everybody should be what? Born again. But people will have to step out on their own and declare their interest in Jesus. That thing will take an admission of the fact that you need help. Confess. Repent. Is it not true? So, if you don't open up those areas and begin to realize, some people were abused. Probably when you are in secondary school, they abuse you. Huh? Some people used to be cultists. They blended you. Those stuff they are doing. Some of them take real blood. They do it under the influence of a heavy demonic spirit. And when the person get born again, he said, I've received Jesus and all that. And then you start going, which is not bad, but deliverance is already captured in salvation, but it doesn't happen in proxy. It happens by application. It happens deliberately. Huh? If not, a pastor can be anointed and be helping people, but he's bound. He will pray for people, they will be healed, be delivered. In the night, demons will come and infest his room. And some of them can come outside and be lying. They are lying, but their experience is telling them another thing. But they are presenting a facade, a false facade, something that is not the same thing with their experience. Such men, in fact, their real bondage is still the fact that they have not admitted that they needed help. We need to go a few layers before that. If you are with me, say amen. That's one. I don't have time because in the next 15 minutes, I want us to start praying. I have a few things to handle. Number two is, being dominated or manipulated by a person. Another word I will use is soul tie. So after me, soul tie. How many of you are here, you promise somebody that if you don't marry the person, you will die? The two of you did covenant. You agreed. You did covenant. And the problem is that even if you say you are innocent, Satan is unfair. So after me, Satan is unfair. Satan is so unfair that he is afflicting somebody that doesn't deserve affliction. That's the problem. Satan is so unfair that even a believer that Jesus has bought, washed with his blood, he will come and afflict you. So except you rise up in the knowledge of who you are and what has been given to you to dethrone Satan and eject that spirit, you will still be subject. And of course, there is a rule, there is a laydown pattern, a way to follow to procure your own deliverance and experience that is yours. Not just what is in the Bible, what you are experiencing day to day. So tired. I was listening to a man of God. He said that a preacher told him that for how many years, I think 20 or 30 years or thereabout, that no matter where he travels to, the man is an evangelist, no matter where he travels to in this world, that he must call his mother, except there will be trouble. You see, I know some mothers might not like this one, but that thing is domination. There are sons and people like that, they cannot run their own life. You are being dominated. There are young ladies that are being held in such bondage. The young men that that had whatever with them, they have not been able to remove themselves from the impact of those young men. Guess what? Some of them know. They know that if they send you a message and call you 3 times, you will not survive it. Hey! That one is called soul tie. It is so dangerous that even if you leave and marry another person, you will be filled with adultery because your soul is being tied to another person. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Soul ties and domination and manipulation. It doesn't mean anything. And it is not just in sexual stuff, it's also in ministry. There are people that have become members and leaders and pastors in churches that they have been manipulated and dominated by their general overseer in such a way that they lost their personality. They lost everything about them. In fact, all these new occultic churches that is everywhere, that is the first thing they do to you. Before you know it, you will not, your destiny has been collected from you. You will just be behaving like a mumu, a mumu, a mumu. If they tell them eat snake, they eat snake. They tell them to do and all that, many things. Number three is occultic practices. Now this one is in two dimensions. Occultic practices. This thing allows demons to come. And then maybe when you now get born again, you say, in the name of Jesus, amen, 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 and you are going. It's only in the natural, you said that in the spirit, they will still be demanding for payment. They will still be demanding for payment. Some people got born again, their name has not been deleted from the roster. So when it's time for some things, they will afflict your children with sickness because you used to be there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the occultic practices is divided into two. One is the one that happens to you, the demons that infested your life by occultic practices as a result of your foundation. That's one. That one, you did not participate personally. The second one is personal participation. The second one is foundation. So after me, personal participation. Number two, foundation. So it will mean that even though you were not personally involved, the one that is in your foundation, you were not personally involved, but your father was an occult man. If your father is an occult man, let me show you from the scripture. Because Satan functions, Satan operates like an attorney, a lawyer. He's in fact, did you notice that when he was challenging Jesus, he did not come with his power? What did he come with? He came as an attorney. He said, it is written, it is written. So they were just, it was a context of the laws of God. So the one that has access to superior law, the one that is exposed to more knowledge about the principles and laws that is guiding the operations of God and the universe, we finally win the case. As a matter of fact, Satan will want you to agree that nothing is wrong and to believe it. But as long as you are believing it, it has even strengthened his position, because the power of Satan is beyond the brute force. His power is also in ignorance. Now, there is an ignorance that is as a result of lack of knowledge or access to knowledge. There is another ignorance that is as a result of self-denial. You are denying it, meanwhile it's true. You are denying it, meanwhile it's what? It's true. This is a deliverance service, a healing service, a miracle service. When we finish, we find out that your business will begin to move forward. Some of you, all you did, how Satan set you up,
Mr. Lekwa,
for some people, there is one of our people that said that how God saved him is that he wanted to do business with somebody and he began to pray and fast. Suddenly God opened up his eyes to him and he saw that the man is an occultic man, and the money he wants to join with his money has been kept in an occultic chamber for long, and then he told them to join it together. When you join such money together, you will never ever, in fact, when you join it together, you will have, two of you will have loss. So. Two of you will have loss, but you notice that he is growing. Meanwhile, the two of you had loss, you went down. Him, he went up. Self time your occultic practice. All you did was to go and get a shop. Huh? You went to a particular location and got a shop. And the man that built it built the foundation in such a way that any business that is done here, the profit will be going to my pocket. Yes. 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 Some of them, where you are living, that's why there is a way you rise up and pray in your father's house. You will now be sick. You will now be weak. Because their attempt is to make sure that you don't raise a priesthood that is higher than the one that is causing the civilization, the oppression and affliction in your family. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. Hello. 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 Every demons, every spirit causing migraine, causing insomnia, you find it hard to sleep, restless sleep, tormented sleep, insanity. It will seem as if the angels went inside your brain and cleaned it up. There is oppression going on. Clean it up. Clean it up. Clean it up. My God. Hello. 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 In Jesus' name. Another one is sinful habits. Sinful habits of lifestyle. Where is your Bible? Your jotter? Your pen? Did you remember the scripture where Jesus came and healed somebody and told him to go and sin no more so that a higher affliction cannot come? How many of you remember it? It will mean that whatever is causing the affliction of that person is connected to his lifestyle. Say after me, lifestyle. There are many people that want to be free, but they don't want to change their lifestyle. You can't be free. It's not possible. You are just deceiving yourself. You are deceiving yourself. That lifestyle is what he said. Now, somebody can be involved in one or two sins, especially immoral sins and all that, and a demon might not be involved. But if you continue in it, There is no way a man can continue in sin, and a demon that is compatible with that sin will not come. That is why I believe that an average young man is demonized. Me, I believe. That's my own. I might be wrong, and it's better I'm wrong. But an average young person has been involved in pornography or masturbation. And anybody that has been involved in pornography or masturbation has been demonized. That is if you are not still demonized. Yes. Because unlike other sinful acts, pornography is charged with demonic spirits. So when a man opens himself, the valve of your soul will soak what you are watching. So there will be a traffic from that realm. So demons are released. Which is why, have you not noticed that sometimes after crying, "Oh God, I will not do it again, forgive me. If I do it again," as a young man, if you are a young man, "If I do it again, cut off my this thing, cut it off and throw it away." Only for you. Should I continue? Only for you to come back 2 days later and do worse. Imagine if God had your prayer. A young man was chatting me. He said he made a covenant with God. He made a covenant. He said, "Anytime I do this thing, kill me." He said he didn't just do it. He did it and did it and did it. And did it again. Say, "Thank God for mercy, he didn't keep." I say, it's not mercy per se. God knew that you can't keep it. He knew that your soul is so ravaged that it lacks the stature and capacity to withstand the influx and barrage of those demons. You have been weakened. When you are watching that thing, you are weakened, but you are not aware. So the influence comes on you. So when you come out and you say you want to, how will you stop? Stop what? When your eyes is watching that thing, you think you are watching something normal. Demons are entering. They are entering. They are entering. They are entering. They are entering. When you are through, you now want to relax. Relax where? The demon that entered, we say, "I want some more." You now say no. No is in your mouth, but the action is taking place. Before you know it, you find yourself there again. You are saying, "No, I will not." You are crying, but you still did it. Tomorrow you cry and still did it again. Next tomorrow you cry. And I'm not just talking about guys. In fact, as I'm going higher in ministry, I found out that ladies are more bound than guys. And the problem with their own is that it is hard for them to tell people. A guy can easily tell you his problem. But the cultural and traditional this thing will not allow a lady to tell you some kind of stuff. But if you hear what has happened to some ladies, even the worst of men have not tried it. All kinds of things have happened. That's why we need more power. Turn to your neighbor and say, "We need more power." There are people that have slept with animals, with goats, with ghosts, with dogs. They have, and they finish and they are walking. You wear good skirt, and they even use good cream. You say, "Hey, your skin is fine." Meanwhile, their inside is rotten. Demons are feasting on them. One day it will manifest in one sickness or the other. When such people come to you for help, Joshua, you will end up sleeping with them. They want the pastor to help them, but they are portals. They are routers in the spirit. So when they appear, they traffic energies. They can channel demons, connect demonic network. They are hosts. They host demonic network. So that even the one they carry, if it's not enough, they can support for other demons, and they will connect in the spirit and bind the pastor that want to deliver them. If you like, don't have power. I need power. I went to Federal University, Otoke. I think, when did we go? Last year, me. I went there when I was ministering. At the point, it was a mini stadium. And then I told them, shout fire! They shouted fire. Then demons began to manifest everywhere. The few people were falling everywhere. I said, what is this? As it was happening, I went to one of the ladies to finish the deliverance. When I came, the lady looked at me like this and said, we know you. Meanwhile, it's one lady. But he said what? Hello. 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 Listen. For some people, it is demonic network that is causing your trouble. So, what was done can be done in your village, but they can network you to the point that even if you are in Canada, you will still be under the influence of those demons. It's a network. So I was there. They said, we know you and we are waiting for you. I said, in the name of Jesus, shut up, come out of her. She checked and fell on the ground. After me, we need power. We need power. We need power. If not, you will just die like this, less than God has ordained for you, and it's because you are powerless. No normal power, raw and rugged, brutal power. You know, just the power that somebody fall on the ground, nothing happens, is brutal. When darkness sees it, it shines so bright that darkness will be weakened by the intensity of the light. Huh? Come on. Kata. I feel my garments now. Fia kates. Fatias. Listen. I refuse to apologize for power. God called me and said, reveal my power to your generation. It's power. Huh? Not power normal. It's power that when he sees oppression, he crushes it. Demons, he messes them up. Afflictions. Even the ones that principalities are in charge. When you arise in the spirit, then you thunder over them. Thunder over them. Thunder. 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 We come to the gates. Akai laba. Stakai. Fatua baka. Fatua mbe. Afika tela. Mana tis. Fakatia. Pakala. Pakala. Hey. Hey! Ah! Ah! Hey! Hey! I came back from Usuka 2 weeks ago. And when I came back, nobody was in my house. My sisters, they escaped and went to my family house. So, there was no food in the house. I did not eat anything. I slept. I did not know that there is something coming up tomorrow morning. So, I have not eaten in the morning. I didn't eat and I slept. When I now woke up in the morning, your friend now called me 2 times. When he called me, it was my devotion time. I did not pick. He now sent me a message. He said that one of our brethren died in Lagos and he was in the hospital. Doctors tried and died, and they are trying to find out if they can revive the person. As soon as he sent the message, I said, send me the number. As I speak, anybody born by Satan, by demons, present here, online, the yokes. They say that the mother said that they should not pick call with that number since the lady is already dead. I said, send me the number. Tell me, send me the number. Facing around my parlor, I was praying in tongues more small. Suddenly, a scripture came to me, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 9. He said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. Heal the sick. Let's say it together. Raise the dead, cast out devils. Want to ready? Go. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. Again, heal the sick, raise the dead. Cast out devils. Again, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. Again, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. Again, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. Again, heal every guy on the camera. Again, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. Again, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. Again, heal the sick, raise the dead. Again, you deceive, raise the dead, cast out devils. Pray for 1 minute everywhere. Hello. Hello.
enemies.
Hello.
The number, when the number came and this picture came, suddenly a sign came and I knew that the lady will be raised back. Meanwhile, they said they don't pick the call, that they should not call the number. When I called the number, somebody picked. I said, go to the lady. After me, go to the lady. He went to the lady, took the phone, kept it at the hearing of the lady. I knelt down and reminded God of his promises. I said, lady, in the name of Jesus, Kahanash, 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 lady, in the name of Jesus, I command you, come back to life. I command death to go back. I command life to enter. I've not finished the prayer. Less than 1 minute later, I got a message that as soon as I was praying for her, she now coughed. As she coughed, she now started breathing well. As she started breathing well, she now said, give me water. Say after me, give me water. That's how Jesus raised the dead. When he raised, he said, give this young man food to eat. Your right hand, put it on your head. You are going to pray for the next 3 minutes. Impossible yokes, chronic issues will be dealt with by the power of God. Are you with me now? Listen. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I break loose. I break loose from the impact, from the influence of demonic powers. Now, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray in the spirit for 2 minutes. Something is happening. Hello. Stretch your hands. Online. 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 The hand of God is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. I can see somebody in the spirit. What is causing your problem is a substance that you ingested. As we pray now, that thing you ingested will begin to come out. You will vomit it. I hear the Lord saying restoration. The Lord is breaking the yoke of delay. The yoke of delay.
is impossible now.
Make sure your hand is on your head. In the next 2 minutes now, God will walk through our midst, even online. Stop praying, stop praying, stop praying. Only one traffic. Father, in the name of Jesus, demons will begin to come out. Some of you will sneeze. Some of you will cough. Some of you, a lot of things will happen. Stop praying. Stop praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, from my left to my right, from my front to my back, online, I come against every oppressing demon, spirit, every arrow of the enemy now, every yoke now. I command those demons to come out. I command those yokes to be broken. I command those chains to be broken now, 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 now. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. By fire, by power, by fire, by power, by fire, by power, by fire, by power. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Stretch forth your hands now. Stop praying, stop praying. Stretch forth your hands now. Stretch forth your hands now. Stretch forth your hands now. By power, you can't stand it. You can't stand it. Bring the person to me. Close your eyes. You can't stand it. You can't stand it. You can't stand it. I come by a higher rod, a higher priesthood. I charge you. I charge you. I charge you. My God, bring them. Bring them. Bring them. Bring them for me. Bring them. I break you loose now. Help the young man at the back. I break you loose by power, by power, by power, by power. Bring them for me, bring them for me. Pay attention, don't be distracted. By power, Holy Ghost. Yes, that's it, that's it, that's it. His deliverance. Come out of her, come out of her, come out of her, come out of her, come out of her.
Come out of her. Come out of her. Now. Out. Out. Bring them for me. Bring them for me. Bring them for me. Bring them for me. I see the fire coming on somebody. The fire is fierce. Fierce fire. Fierce fire. Fierce fire. Fierce fire. Fierce fire. To set you free now. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Come and help me and finish this. Chidema, come and help me and finish that. The fire of God is still moving. Don't be distracted. The fire is still moving. Close your eyes. Don't pray now. You have prayed. Wait. Holy Ghost, help me. By power, help me. By power, help me. Help me and identify those ones. Help me. Help her. Bring her out. Help me and identify those ones. Help me and identify them. Help me and identify them. Help me and identify them. By your hand of power. 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 Holy Ghost. Make sure she cough out all those things. Make sure they cough out all those things. Listen, if you are sick, take your hands and put at that part of your body now. If I say in Jesus' name, you say amen. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen. Let it be loud. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I bind every spirit of infirmity. I charge you in the name of Jesus to come out. Come out. Come out. You are healed now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tomorrow we continue again by 5 p.m. You are blessed. You can come and cast your seed.